Leviticus chapter 7. This is the law of the guilt offering. It is most holy. In the place where they slaughter the burnt offering, they must slaughter the guilt offering, and its blood must be sprinkled against the sides of the altar. Then the priest must offer all its fat, the fat tail, and the fat that covers the internal organs, the two kidneys with the fat that is on them near the loins, and the lobe of the liver he must remove with the kidneys. The priest must burn them on the altar for an offering made by fire to the Lord. It is a guilt offering. Any male among the priests may eat it. It must be eaten in a holy place. It is most holy. The guilt offering is like the sin offering. There is one ritual for both of them. It belongs to the priest who makes atonement with it. The priest who offers anyone's burnt offering gets to keep the skin of the burnt offering that he has offered. Any grain offering that is baked in the oven and all that is prepared in the pan or on the griddle will belong to the priest who offers it. Every grain offering mixed with olive oil or dry belongs equally to all the sons of Aaron. This is the law of the peace offering sacrifice that one may offer to the Lord. If he offers it for a thanksgiving, then he must offer, along with the sacrifice of thanksgiving, unleavened loaves mixed with olive oil, unleavened wafers spread with olive oil, and cakes of fine flour mixed with olive oil. Along with his peace offering for thanksgiving, he must bring his offering loaves of leavened bread. From this he must offer one loaf for each offering for a gift to the Lord. It will belong to the priest who sprinkles the blood of the peace offerings. The meat from the sacrifice of his thanksgiving peace offerings must be eaten on the same day it was offered. None of it may be left over until the next morning. But if the sacrifice of his offering is to fulfill a vow or a free will offering, it may be eaten on the day that he offers his sacrifice, and any leftovers may be eaten on the next day. Any meat of the sacrifice left over until the third day must be burned up. If any of the meat of the peace offering sacrifice is eaten on the third day, it will not be accepted, neither will it be credited to the one who offered it. It is spoiled, and the person who eats it shall bear his iniquity. The meat that touches anything unclean must not be eaten. It must be burned up with fire. As for the rest of the meat, all who are clean may eat it. But anyone who eats the meat of the peace offering sacrifice that belongs to the Lord while being unclean, that person must be cut off from his people. When anyone touches anything unclean, whether human uncleanness or animal uncleanness, or any unclean detestable creature, and eats some of the meat of the peace offering sacrifice that belongs to the Lord, that person must be cut off from his people. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the Israelites, saying, You must not eat fat from an ox, sheep, or goat. The fat of an animal found dead or torn by wild animals may be used for any other purpose, but you must not eat it. Whoever eats the fat of the animal that he offered by fire to the Lord, the person who eats it must be cut off from his people. You must never eat blood, whether it be from a bird or an animal, anywhere you live. Whoever eats any blood, that person must be cut off from his people. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the Israelites, saying, The one who offers his peace offering sacrifice to the Lord must bring his offering to the Lord from his peace offering sacrifice. His own hands must bring the offerings to the Lord made by fire. He must bring the fat from the breast so that the breast may be waved high for a wave offering before the Lord. Then the priest must burn the fat on the altar, but the breast will belong to Aaron and his sons. Give the right thigh of your peace offering to the priest as a contribution. Whoever of the sons of Aaron offers the blood and fat of the peace offerings will have the right thigh for his portion. For the wave offering breast and the contribution offering thigh, I have taken from the Israelites' peace offering sacrifices and have given them to Aaron the priest and to his sons as their portion forever from the Israelites. This is the portion allotted to Aaron and his sons from the offerings of the Lord made by fire, in the day when Moses presented them to serve the Lord as priests. This is what the Lord commanded to be given to them from the Israelites, in the day that Moses anointed them. It is their allotted portion forever throughout their generations. This is the law of the burnt offering, the grain offering, the sin offering, the guilt offering, the ordination offering, and the peace offering sacrifice, which the Lord commanded Moses on Mount Sinai in the day that he commanded the Israelites to present their offerings to the Lord in the wilderness of Sinai.